You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
In the gritty and difficult places of the world, God calls His people to be salt and light to the broken and the needy. That's what the front line is all about. Open your heart and your mind. Today's show is about to begin.
And we have begun. Good morning, everybody. This is The Front Line. I'm David Frankhuer, one of your hosts, and I'm going to about introduce my other two. And somebody's saying, two? Ed must be back. And say, yes.
Amen.
Ed Skiba is Amen. Back. Amen. Welcome, Ed.
Amen. I can't believe I'm back in one piece, but you know, the scripture says all our days are numbered. I guess my number's not up yet.
No.
But
no,
thank
you're
you
not.
For all the prayers for everybody out there that pray diligently for me.
Amen.
I know that's what got me through all of this after having died twice in the last 2 months and going into congestive heart failure. A man my age shouldn't be here. And I'm only here by the grace of God through the prayers of the saints.
Amen.
Yeah. And
Amen.
I thank you.
God and we thank God, too, for
Another
that.
Another beautiful South Florida
morning. Amen. Amen. That's your tagline. Thank you.
That's right.
And then Ann and Lim Hoko, the other
Good
co-host.
Morning.
Good morning.
You know what? I'm so glad that Ed is back. I didn't know he was going to be back, and I saw him, and I'm like coming through the door, and I had to give you the biggest hug.
I know.
Because
I love
you here.
Thank
and
you,
I'm blessed that the Lord still has you here for many times. So I think you're going to be back in the studio for multiple times.
I think so.
I think so.
God's not done with me yet.
You have a lot
to say
not.
To the As a matter of fact, the other day he told me, tell Ed to batten down the hatches because he's going to get more active than he's ever been. So anyway,
probably,
just so you know.
If that's possible.
Yeah, well, we'll find out, won't we? And before we introduce our guests this morning, a couple of announcements. Some of you have We've been hearing about these tickets that are available for the International Christian Film and Music Festival in Orlando. And that's coming up real quick, like the end of this week. So we do have three tickets left that were given to us. Now, these tickets are all access tickets. That means that whatever they're doing, apart, now there's the only thing you can't go to is the Screen Actors Guild has a few workshops that just for members. Which you wouldn't want to do anyway if you're not a member, but the movie, the films, the shorts, the trailers, I mean, anything they've got that's been entered, you can attend. There'll be showings, and you'll get a booklet when you register that'll tell you what's going on, when, and where. And three tickets remaining. Now, these are $260 tickets. And they give us 20 originally, and we have three left. Oh. If you would like a ticket, number one, you can call the station WCNO, and that's 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. Or you can go to www.tcalliance. That's two L's in alliance, by the way. They're running a special that week. No, that's how you spell it. A-L-L-I-A-N-C-E. TCAlliance.com, and on the homepage is a place you can get tickets. They're $20
for the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance.
Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is sponsoring the National Day of Prayer.
Oh, okay.
So they're the ones website you go to, or you can call here at the station. Now, if you call in the afternoon, the person that actually handles that won't be here. So you can call tomorrow, get Sherry, and Sherry will be able to jump on that for you. And get only three tickets remaining.
Just to clarify that, Dave, you said there are $260 tickets, but through the station.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. No,
I think you got it mixed up.
I got it mixed up. Wait a minute. Let me back up. Okay. Do this. Forget what I just said. Okay. Forget what I just said. First of all, I'm sorry.
You
that's
just
why
merged,
you're
you merged the two.
I merged the two, but I can't do that. Let's back out of that. The Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is sponsoring the National Day of Prayer.
Right.
And we have tickets for that, too, which you need to arrange through us. They're $20 each. Jonathan Kahn's going to be there. He's our keynote speaker. And that's going to be this Thursday at 6 p.m. is when it all starts. You need to get there earlier if you want to get some parking. And actually, there's going to be a long line to get the tickets or to register. But anyway, you can call the station, 772-221-1100. And tomorrow, especially, Sherry will be here. She'll make the arrangements for you. The other tickets, for the International Christian Film and Music Festival, we will take your name, your phone number, and your email, and those tickets are free, and then we will give you a link so that you can communicate with the people who will actually send you the ticket.
Okay?
Yeah. It makes sense, right? Yes. I apologize for any confusion, but I started in confusion, so there you go. Anyway, we'll fix it.
That's right outside Peoria, isn't it?
That's probably a city in New Mexico. Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, right? That's a place like, anyway. Let me now move to introduce our guest today. First, Pastor Jerome Ryant. And today we're going to be talking about the Workforce Discipleship Center. But there's also the Love Center, right?
Yes.
Was that the foundational ministry out of which Workplace Discipleship Center
emerges?
Yes,
the Love Center existed this next month. It'll be 30 years.
And, wow.
Workforce Discipleship is the new launched program that we're offering to the community.
Wow, and that's a powerful that's a powerful ministry, brother. That and needed, highly needed. And with him is Luann Linneken.
Hello.
Who that name sounds familiar because Luann is the host, co-host of Kingdom Recovery.
That's right.
Program, which is aired every Friday at 5.
That's right.
And that's a powerful program in and of itself.
Yes, it is.
If you haven't listened, especially if you're coming out of addiction, and it's a great program that really folds in the 12 steps, the godly aspect of that, and looking into kingdom living today.
Amen.
It's powerful.
Yeah.
So, Pastor, let me ask you, before we get into the mechanics of and the layers of ministry that you're dealing with, how did you meet the Lord? When and where and what was going on in your life?
Well, let me begin by saying thank you, David, for the invitation to come to the station. And going back 1990, PK kid, grew up with all the foundational stuff that we need to be successful in life as believers. And, of course, early on, I bought the lie and lived the opposite of what I've been given as a map to God's biblical instructions before leaving planet Earth. And I paid a dear price. I'll just say in short, it led me down a very dark road, 15 vehicle accidents, twice on needle cocaine, and $2,000 a week cocaine addiction.
Wow.
But I continued to journey down the road, seeking different things. Didn't have a whole lot of God in mind, pursuing a music career and business. But God intervened one night, 4 day in the morning, a day before my 30th birthday, and I was on the corner of Gatlin Boulevard and I-95. And he kind of stuck his nose in my business.
Somebody was praying for him.
I love that.
You know, the only side effect of doing wrong when you got praying parents is, you know, the prayers of the righteous availeth much.
Amen.
And, I had an experience with God that night.
Amen.
And God put me in like a trance while traveling about 70 miles per hour. And I'll never forget.
Wow.
And I saw this, saw me in a wheelchair wrapped like a mummy. And I was trying to explain to my family what had happened. And I heard a voice say, "I love you."
Amen.
And I protected you, and like all those accidents just flashed across me in the hundredths of a second.
Wow.
And God says, "I protected you, but you're not going to do R&B. I save you for me." And I had just done my debut in the Citrus Bowl in Orlando, Welcome Home Desert Storm. So I went on to the party where I was headed. And for the first time, my favorite drink was Jack Daniels and Crown Royal. And I drank the sun up to get this image out of my head. And I continued to do drugs till sun up. But for the first time, I did drugs and alcohol and could not get drunk.
Wow.
Wow.
And later that afternoon, that following day, my brother, who's an evangelist, called me and says, I was at your funeral last night, and God says, Jerome, you're not going to do R&B. He says, all those accidents, you got run over by a car at 7 years old, a bus at 11.
Wow.
Hit a school bus from the rear at 21, at 20, 19, right out of high school. And he says, I'm not bringing you something that you don't know, Jerome. He says, God told me to call you and tell you that I'm confirming what he's already spoken to
Amen.
You.
Amen. Wow.
And I knew then that that experience I had the night before was not just something that I was trying to make something that it wasn't, but it really was what I experienced. And so, you know, I went home that night and laid out on my apartment floor. I heard a voice says, humble yourself and lay out before me. And, you know, I'm raised Baptist. You know, we don't speak in tongues and foam at the mouth. Yeah, but none of that. So, you know, I was reared in conventions and music. You know, as a musician, we played everywhere. Mm. And, you know, and it sounds like he's about to make me announce everything I've said about those Pentecostals. And I heard a voice says, I want you to get on your face before me and cry out to me.
Wow.
Mm. And I kind of visualized me doing what the Pentecostals was doing. It took about 2 hours, and I kind of got the message that God was serious about me yielding. And I laid out on that floor. Before I knew it, I was there 2 days on the floor crying out to God. And when I got up, I had this one big prayer Bible that I only read when I was smoking dope. And it opened right up to Psalms 40 and 1. It says, for I pull you up out of the muck of the miry clay.
Praise
and
God.
I've set your feet upon a rock, and today I've established your goings, and today I put a new song in your mouth.
Hallelujah.
And I got up off that floor, and it's been 35 years this year. I never look back.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
That's power.
Amen.
That's powerful.
That's a wonderful testimony. Yeah. Wow.
Yes.
And you know so, it's God.
Yes, sir. I knew it was God.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's no his signature is unmistakable.
Right, right. Well, I have a testimony today, and I can tell you that God take care of babies and fools.
Yeah. Amen.
I fall into the latter category myself. Yeah.
Yes.
And from that moment, and your life had changed, you were listening to the Spirit of God and not your own mind.
Right.
And the minds of others, worldly folks.
Yes.
And where did that lead you, brother?
It led me immediately to a daily Bible study at home. I buried myself, my face in the Word of God, 8 to 10 hours a day for 2 years.
Mm.
And the word says, they who thirst after God's righteousness shall be filled. Mm-hmm. God really put a thirst and a hunger in me. Mm-hmm. It almost drove me crazy because I would see visions and dreams.
Mm.
And God knows how to get you to the place where he wants you, because the visions are things that you see that unfolds the way you see them.
Mm-hmm.
But when he gives you a dream, it's full of symbols.
Mm-hmm.
And the symbols kept me up all night, many nights, studying the word. Before I knew it, 2 years had gone by, and I was buried in that word. But you know, the Bible says we're cleansed by the washing of the word.
Amen.
And so what a bleach is to a dirty rag is what the word of God is to a dirty soul.
Amen.
It gets the stains out.
Amen.
Right. Yes. The word of God is a type of detergent.
Amen.
I like that. I've never heard that.
It's better than Tide.
Yeah.
Hey, the Tide costs you about $5 or $6 a bottle, but this word will cost you nothing but some time.
We have to make a commercial for that.
We do.
Better than Tide. It's purified.
Yes. So, you know, 6 months in, I took a job at immigration at night, helping a buddy of mine out, until I decided and discovered what direction God was going to take me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was taking immigrants down to Biscayne Boulevard and 79th Street in Miami. And across from the immigration office was a Wendy's.
Mm.
And I drove this big custom van, and the people that I took there, once they opened the next morning, I would leave and come back. But out of 500 vehicles each night, the homeless would find their way to my van.
Okay.
And God spoke to me, and when the first one came, he says, I don't want you to try and minister to them. I want you to love on them and feed them. Mm-hmm. And I would take them across the street to Wendy's, and I would feed them, and mm-hmm. that's where the ministry began.
Amen. Wow.
While in the Word, studying, this is ministry at all times and use words when necessary.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, that's the journey God took me on. After being clean 12 months, God brought me back to Fort Pierce, and he just put a burning in my heart to evangelize the crack houses of Fort Pierce, and that's where my local ministry began in Fort Pierce, 12 months after I'd been clean. And after four years of being clean, God then gave me the vision to build the Love Center. Matter of fact, God told me in December of 1994 to shut up and sit down to start preaching. Mm. And I joined Dunklin Memorial Camp, Mickey Evans, my pastor.
I remember
know him very well.
So 6 months, I joined Dunklin in December of 94. Mm-hmm. And May of 1995, God gave me the vision for the Love Center. So I go to Mickey's class that morning. He says, Jerome, what is God speaking on your heart? I said, well, 6 months ago, he told me to shut up and sit down, and you affirmed it. And I said, here we are 6 months later. Yeah. I think God is telling me to take the most notorious, violent place on the Treasure Coast, mm-hmm. if not South Florida, mm-hmm. and convert it into a Christian drug recovery facility.
Amen.
And God spoke to me and says, I'm going to use this location. It was known as Baker's Bar. It's where James Brown, Smokey Robinson, B.B. mm-hmm. King, Little Richie, yep. Sam Cooke, mm-hmm. all the majors came there to perform.
Yep.
And it had been closed down for 3 years. And the last night they were open, they had 7 shootings. No one got killed, but it had been over 100 homicides and stabbings on that property over that duration of time. So when I shared that with him, He said that, and he cried. He says, I believe this is God. He says, we're going to come down tomorrow and do the Jericho walk. So he and Bob Crow came up the next day, and you can imagine down in the hood, you got two cowboys. and we were walking around. He did the march around. He always called it the Jericho walk. Mm-hmm. And there we were, 12 o'clock in the day, doing the Jericho walk. And then God gave us that block, and I got that whole entire block for $1 down.
Wow, good Lord.
Whoa.
This is in Fort Pierce?
Yes, Fort Pierce.
I'm sorry, I'm newer to the area.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's God.
Yeah, 2 blocks from where I grew up. And so I said, you know, God has a great sense of humor.
Oh,
you
know? Yeah. Tell me about it. I shaved his face every day.
Yeah, when he told me to offer this guy, Vernon Dixon, Killia Dixon, they were the owners. And the way God did it, $1 down.
Wow.
And if I had to write a message behind that, I would say, when God make no sense.
No sense. Got it. Amen.
You can't have your mind and have his mind at the same time.
Absolutely.
So he don't make no sense.
Double-minded mind, unstable in all his ways.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, and that became the journey. And we opened our first dormitory a couple years later. You know, I often say that there's a death, burial, and resurrection tied to every vision, every mission, every idea that God entrusts you with.
That's right.
So I went through the death and had some painful experiences to happen while building. And then you go through the burial when a long period of time go by, 3 or 4 years, when you see no movement.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden God calls the resurrection and things begin to flourish and
Amen.
Blossom.
Amen.
And so I've captured a few revelations along the way.
Yep,
I would say. We're about near break time, so rather than move forward with the discussion, we'll just go ahead and take a break. Now, I do want to say, listeners, if you would like to call in and ask a question of Pastor Jerome, or Luann will be weighing in a little bit too with her part in all this, but 772-221-1100 is the number to call, 772-221-1100. And I promise, unless I forget, I'll remind you when we come back. know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard, inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you, here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Come, let us go up. Come, let us go up to the mountain.
Jonathan Kahn is coming to Port St. Lucie, Florida for the National Day of Prayer. May the 1st, 6 p.m. at the Mid-Florida Event Center. Going to be a great night of worship, prayer, and praise. Going to have a great word, a time of prayer with regional leaders. And of course, Jonathan Kahn will give the final address that evening. These days are evil, but Jesus said that He is the light of the world. Come, let's open our ears, raise our voices for this special night. Log on to tccalliance.com to make a donation for tickets online, or you may call WCNO at 772-221-1100.
There is no doubt we live in chaotic times. Just listen to the news, if you dare. The world is a battleground for spiritual warfare. If what you see or hear in the news frustrates you or makes you fearful, then you need something beyond the news. You need the good news. Every Tuesday on WCNO at 11 a.m., a biblical response to the issues of the day.
Hello, WCNO family. This is Jonathan McLean. I'm the general manager of WCNO. We had an awesome prayer and share. Thank you so much for being a part of that. A few of you have not yet responded. We are so close to meeting our goal. Give us a shout and let's get this thing finished off. God bless all of you. Call us 772-221-1100.
Well, welcome back. This is the front line. We are ready to, I was going to move, invite Pastor Ryan to share some more in depth about the formation of the Love Center and its mission. I do want to remind you, though, before, since I messed it up in the beginning of the program, there are three tickets left for the International Christian Film and Music Festival that are free. If you want to call and reserve one of them, the number to call is 772-221-1100. These are 260-some dollar tickets that are all accessed for the festival. Tremendous opportunity to see first-run Christian films. They also have other things that, you know, they have short films. They have trailers. My wife and I lived in a trailer when we were first married, so I know all about that.
For sale or rent.
Right.
Trailers for sale or rent.
Trailers for sale or rent, right. I remember that. Roger Miller.
Oh, there you go.
But at any rate, these tickets are great. It's in Orlando. It begins, I think, on Thursday,
the
30th, actually. 30th. The Thursday of this week. So, again, 772-221-1100. And also, if you want tickets to the National Day of Prayer, which is this coming Thursday. They're $20 each. You can call. I'm going to ask you to call tomorrow and get a hold of Sherry. Sherry's the one that makes the arrangements and give you all you need to get the tickets. Those are $20. And that same number, 772-221-1100. And it's also the number you can call right now if you want to ask a question of Pastor Ryan. But until you do, I've got a question, and that is the Love Center. God really blessed you to get this property for $1.
Yes, $1 down.
And $1 down, and I'm sure the terms were very comfortable.
No payment for the first 10 years.
Oh, wow. Wow. Man, that was great.
I mean, God put the soup on the natural.
He did.
He has a saying that God does much with little and everything with nothing.
Amen.
And you really never know what God will do until you put through the test. And
amen.
We got a chance to God, I mean, God had this thing already orchestrated. I shared something with someone over the weekend. I said, you know, we're technically called to be surfers. Mm. Because what is happening is a surfer do not have the ability to create the tide, the wave. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But he has the ability to choose what surfboard he will use and how he will position himself in the ocean.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But the movement of the tide has all to do with who God is.
Amen.
And what God does is he creates a tide and he brings it in to shore. Yep. And when we really understand how God works, we really are participating in something that he's doing as opposed to creating something we want God to do.
Amen.
And I saw tide of what God wanted to do, and I just rode the tide. So it really was one of the easiest projects I had ever done because I'd never done anything as a non-for-profit. I'm used to buying things I wanted. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And first thing Mickey Evans told me, he says, son, you're going to have to learn how to ask for money. Mm-hmm. And he told me, he says, go get you a mirror. And you look in that mirror and you tell that guy in the mirror that you want him to donate to your cause. It took me 3 months to get there. Mm-hmm. But one morning, the anointing God was on me. And I looked in the mirror for the first time and I had the presentation that God wanted me to have in terms of how I would present his vision to people. And I technically would go into people's offices unannounced and got past bank presidents, the largest corporations on the treasury coast. I walked in without a notice that I was coming in.
Mm-hmm. Appointment.
No appointment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just showed up and I pretty much begged those secretaries and roadblockers to give me 2 minutes. I said, I only need 2 minutes. I know he's not expecting me, but I need 2 minutes, and I can't leave until I talk to him. Mm. I walked into over 50 offices inside of 3 days, and I knew God had anointed me. Mm-hmm. When I did the 50th meeting, I almost passed out. I was exhausted. Mm-hmm. But God had anointed me to make this presentation, and I had out of 50 companies, I had 48 to commit to Love Center, and that's how we built it.
Wow. And how did God flesh out the Love Center ministry? When we look at that, what are you doing for the Lord?
What we've done over the past 25 years, 30 years, is drug recovery, prison aftercare, and homeless, and we did a K through 5th grade school with a partnership over the past 6 years. And October last year, God redirected me in a new direction and to do housing for the working class homeless, meaning that you're dealing with people who are working every day but are homeless. Mm-hmm. And also have 12 classifications of what homelessness is. We can't meet all those 12 classifications, but having understanding that the housing crisis that we're in, and there's a lot of people out here that are working for Walmart, Kmart, Amazon, FedEx, and Publix. They cannot afford a $1,500 one-bedroom apartment. Amen. And so we recognized there was a niche there. And January, we opened. February, we opened. And Channel 25 did a special on us. And I passed the article on to my good friend, Lou Ann. And I started sending it out to a lot of friends. And Lou Ann, we go way back 7 years, and she says, I want to see it close up. So that afternoon, Lou Ann came out, and I shared the vision with the direction God is now leading me into providing housing for men and women and affordable housing for the working class homeless. And first thing Lou Ann asked me was, where's my office? I said, right over there, Lou Ann.
Yeah, while you throw the ball to Lou Ann for a minute. So what did you see? What did you witness when you went out there?
Well, I saw what Jerome was just talking about, how we go through a death, a burial, and a resurrection. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's always, even when we're in that burial, there's movement. There's movement, even in the burial. And although I was doing so many things, like, you know, the radio and everything, when God gave me the calling to go and make disciples of all nations, that's a nation, the working class homeless. Yeah. And my heart, you know, because the need, I know the need, of course, and the solution is God.
Yes.
And the fact that I've been, for my journey has been to renewing the mind, you know, to kingdom mindset. I knew that that's was the issue of most of these people who are suffering, even managing their wages.
Mm-hmm.
So it was another nation that I saw God mm-hmm. putting at presenting to me that I can go and disciple, mentor, and mm-hmm. bring resources and yeah. the word of God. And once we get, like Jerome was also saying, purified, not tied, but purified by the detergent of God's word.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Then all these things will be added, you know, when yes. we start seeking yeah. him first. So, and I have the ability to present, teach, and, you know, and disciple. So I saw myself as someone on his team mm-hmm. to be able to love on them and give them the solution in a way where maybe they've never had access before. And he was providing a place where they are going to be dwelling, which is the best area because they're, you know, that's where they are.
Yeah.
So it was a, mm-hmm. it was a resource, you know, for me to be able to be in the midst of it and offer what God has done for me to another person. And, you know, each one of us, you were saying about addictions and 12 step. Those 12 steps are Christ-based. And it's just like he's saying, there's 12, there's 10.
Classifications of homelessness.
Mm-hmm. Of homelessness. Yeah. Those are the same thing. They're like step solutions for these. For it's just a way. It's like when mm-hmm. the ladder, mm-hmm. Jacob's ladder. Mm-hmm. It was steps of the angels going back and forth with blessings. It's the same mm-hmm. thing. That's how I vision 12-step programs. It's for everybody. So when right. someone's suffering in any area of their life, it's all the chambers of our heart, every affair of our life God wants to be part of. It's the same way you would put if it was alcohol or if it was anger. You mm-hmm. can put finances.
Yep.
You know, how am I, why is this difficult for me? And most of the time it's because either your spirit, soul, or body is not lined up with Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the fullness mm-hmm. of God mm-hmm. and the fullness mm-hmm. of our, he created us to be one with him. And this is an opportunity. And I'm so blessed and grateful that I know Jerome and that I know his heart.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, yeah. when you meet someone, there's that one accord. You yeah. feel complete.
Unity,
you know,
in the spirit.
There's a unity of the spirit.
Yes, yes.
And it happened right away. I actually decorated that day. I yes. went out in your office.
I get
why not? Because I was going to manifest yeah. it.
Amen. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Walk you, it out.
That's right.
It has been amazing how everything has come together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I've decorated Lou Ann as the sheriff. She oversees the women's ministry. So she said to me one day, you know, women think different than men.
Yeah, well, they do.
So mm-hmm. we were doing the bunk bed housing. She says, no, women, it's about dignity. We need to do single beds. And so she just went up there and just redecorated the entire upstairs to give really a homey feel.
Yeah.
And it's really beautiful. And we called it
luxury living.
Yes.
Praise God.
For those that we are called to assist with the housing at this point.
Yeah.
And, you know, we are a faith-based discipleship program mm-hmm. offering a daily devotion.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be offering a kingdom recovery meeting during the week. Mm-hmm. Lou Ann, she's under the gun now. She's got to decide what day she's going to do it.
Yeah.
Because the way I've always approached the recovery conversation really is life mm-hmm. management issues.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's mm-hmm. what it is.
You know, it's mm-hmm. there are 39 stripes by which Jesus we're healed. And it's 39 different sins.
Mm-hmm.
And there is not a need out there that God can't meet.
Amen. Yeah.
And
Amen.
So we use a general approach is whatever the issue is, God has an answer. And so we meet people where they're at. We offer financial literacy, mentoring, and assistance in finding employment. And so mm-hmm. those are some of the things that we're offering.
Right. So is this already has begun?
Yes.
You already
yes.
have clients and people are living there? Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Okay.
Yes. And we've already started because I help with the programming. You know, I'm the coordinator with Jerome. So we've already started lining up financial literacy classes.
Mm-hmm. We partnered with Mustard Seed.
With Mustard Seed and even food. Like we provide certain things. Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to, because I'm just thinking in my spirit, God is saying there's some people listening now that qualify, but they don't know. They want to know how to get started.
Yeah. Hey, so, well, can I add on to that?
Yeah.
You're right. There are people qualifying. How are you located geographically to help people? Is it just in the Fort Pierce area?
Yes.
Or is it down throughout the Treasure Coast?
People, the focus is where our residence is in Fort Pierce.
Okay.
But we don't discriminate against anyone in Stuart or Port St. Lucie or mm-hmm. Vero Beach that may need our assistance. But the location that we have is in Fort Pierce.
Okay. And we're focusing on the Workforce Discipleship Center. Your clients are going to be predominantly men and women. They're working, but they can't afford housing.
Yes. Let me explain that. We have individuals who are working, and they are eligible. We have individuals who are between jobs, because when you think about the classifications, it's a person who is working and does not make enough money to go out and rent a facility. Mm-hmm. And we have a financial literacy program to assist them in building, and it's a 2-3 year plan to get on their feet. But mm-hmm. we're just 6 month, 12 month housing. So you talk about a person who is working and is in between jobs. You're talking about an individual who's homeless because of misappropriations of funds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So all of those three meet our criteria,
mm-hmm.
but there's 9 other classifications I have not mentioned. That it is not a one-size-fit-all, because people need to be educated about homeless housing.
Mm-hmm.
If you got veterans that are homeless. You got the homeless who are complacent and are good with being homeless.
Mm. Yeah.
Who want to stay homeless, probably. Uh-huh.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm an advocate for those who want to live under the bridge. Why? Yeah. You told me at first grade, joining the Boy Scout was the right thing to do. They taught me how to fish. They taught me how to live in a tent. I took you serious. I go to the military, and they train me how to use weaponry. They teach me how to survive and to live in a tent.
Right.
Then I turned 39 years old and decide I want to live off the grid, and you said something is mentally wrong with me. No, there's something mentally wrong with us.
Yeah.
Because if we make them wrong and we right, then they're mentally ill. No, they're not mentally ill. No. They've embraced a reality that we gave them, that they've embraced as a way of life. So it's now time for government to begin to look at doing safe spaces in the wooded areas like pavilions and allow those individuals to function out there, because that is an environment that they're comfortable with, and we can't make them wrong and we right.
Right. I hear that.
That's good.
I hear that.
I've had a lot of interaction with them,
With a rethink the way we see people.
Yeah.
As a police chaplain, I've met with quite a few of them out in the woods, and some of them are just, some of them actually get to the point where it becomes their identity. I just don't belong anywhere else. This is where I belong.
Mm-hmm.
And they've convinced themselves of
that. And they've developed community out there.
Exactly.
Right.
And they've developed community. And they seem relatively happy.
Yes.
But when I say relatively, compared to what we would consider
exactly.
the norm.
Well,
and most of the ones that I know that are out there, they got less stress than me and you.
There you go. There you go.
And just to add to that, and there are some that do need mental assistance. But
absolutely.
That's why these resources that we should be providing as a community for each different classification. And we have several. And, each one can satisfy.
Uh-huh.
At least 2 or 3 of them, but they need to have a specific place where they can be addressed appropriately.
You have to build multiple housing facilities to accommodate all of the homeless needs. Mother with child, father with child, mother and father with child. That's another. That's a classification by itself.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mentally ill. That's another classification. Mm-hmm. So you can't lump them all into one community. Give someone $10 million and 20 acres, you don't fix the problem.
Right.
need $20 million in 10 locations or 8 locations in order to deal with the problem.
Yeah.
Is this all private funding then? This is, or do you have government funding as well?
No, right now we don't have any funding other than individuals. Kindness of hearts. And we're looking for the community at large to help support and to make this a reality.
Mm-hmm.
We put some responsibility on the individuals that are living there, but we're still about $250 per head short because in order for us to feed, it's very costly to run a kitchen. And so we are thinking it big, moving it small, but it will require local support. The state, at some point, we would seek support, but I've always used the entrepreneurial approach to ministry and business. And so the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, and Amen. All that dwells therein. Amen. So I'm looking for every arena to yeah. you know, for people to understand that this is a call mm-hmm. for the community to get behind mm-hmm. what
That's
we
right.
do. Mm-hmm. And we become the first contributors to mm-hmm. this yeah. cause.
Trey.
Yeah. We're gonna,
you said you're about $250 a person.
It's $800 a hit for us to take care of a person.
How many people are we talking about?
We're talking about right now, first phase, 13 people. 13 okay. people times $250 per hit.
Wow.
Addition on top of the $550 that we're getting.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You're still
okay.
that much short.
Yes, yeah. yes. In order okay. to feed, we have to be generating $800
well,
per
what
hit.
I'm hoping is that some of our corporate supporters mm-hmm. might be listening. Mm-hmm. And might mm-hmm. be interested in supporting what you're
we'll
doing
just call
there.
The station. Yeah.
Are, you know, reach out into the community. And
yes, we need their support.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Because they yes. even sponsoring, we can then bring someone in and help them get the job, you know, that give them a little time.
Every
you know?
Individual.
But we do expect them to be independently uh-huh. taking care of themselves.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yes. Every individual that walked through those doors, we're not able to help, but the ones we're able to help, some of them have come in and not employed, mm-hmm. but we had one just came in 2 weeks ago. He got mm-hmm. employed Friday. He will start to work on the 12th.
Amen.
And he got a good paying job, $21 an hour at a plastic manufacturer facility out of the Airport Road area.
Mm-hmm.
And so helping people connect those dots is a major contribution on our end, because sometimes they're there a month or 2 months before they find employment.
Yeah. And the important thing is that, oh,
we're going to take a break. Okay. We'll be right back.
Okay.
And welcome back. Go. Welcome back. We are back. The phone is ringing. Answer yeah. that phone, will you?
Yes.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi. My name is Lydia, and I'm interested in knowing more about your program that you have for the homeless and to help people get on their feet and things like that. I was with a big church in Fort Lauderdale for years, and I was I volunteered in the benevolence department for years, and I would be probably interested in knowing more about it, see if I can help you guys and volunteer.
Okay, well, the Workforce Discipleship provides temporary affordable housing for the working class homeless, for single men and single women. We are a faith-based mission offering a discipleship program, which includes daily devotion, financial literacy, mentoring, Kingdom Recovery meetings, assisting with financial employment, finding employment, assisting our residents into reentering mainstream society and their industry workplace, helping our residents to have new thought processes toward upward mobility. And our location is 907 North 13th Street, Fort Pierce, 34950. And our office contact number is 772-207-6925. And you can give me your number now, and we will call you once we're off the air. We serve a right now God.
Amen.
Amen. Right, yeah. And if you're not comfortable giving your number, you can call us at 772-207-6925. And we can take your information.
Yeah.
What is your name again, ma'am?
Lydia.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
I'm very familiar with that because I don't know if you know anything about the Benevolence Ministry. Benevolence is trying to help the needy.
Okay.
At churches. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Good.
And I volunteer in that ministry for about 8 to 10 years, I think it was. And it's a very difficult ministry, and so it's the one you're dealing with, but you know, being led by the Holy Spirit, the Lord shows you who to help and who not to help.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
He leads you. Yeah, He leads you and He shows you. And we interview people thoroughly because we want to make sure that we are good stewards of God's money, because the money that is donated to this is God's money, and we have to.
Amen.
Be amen.
Stewards of how we spend that money.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Lydia, we're going to move on, but thank you so much for your commentary.
Yeah, please call the station again.
God bless.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Okay, that's great to hear, and that certainly.
Yes, and we're always seeking volunteers, so our door stands on the hinges of welcome.
Amen. I love it. So, Pastor, you were going to kind of give us a breakdown there of the ministry and how people get involved and how clients... How you reach out, how the type of clientele you get, and how they integrate.
Yes, we are assisting the working class homeless. Those are individuals who are working every day that have fallen short in being able to afford apartment, first, last, and securities. And so we are assisting with the financial literacy side of things to help them understand managing bank books and managing dollars and repositioning themselves. Sometimes you might have to go out and do what you did when some went to college. You have to do a two-bedroom with two folk or a one-bedroom with bunk beds and do what you got to do until you can do what you want to do. And while you're doing that, is talk about credit repair. We have some people on board to assist with that. And matter of fact, the Mustard Seed partnership we have, they will actually pay you small portion for attending the class on Saturdays. So it's a major contribution toward a major cause, but we're making a very small contribution overall, but we're doing the little that we can do to impact a major national crisis. And so our location once again is 907 North 13th Street, Fort Pierce, on the corner of 13th Street and Avenue I, east of Lincoln Park School. And we are soliciting volunteers, monetary, non-monetary donations. We're seeking people who have the resources and would like to be a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. We ask that you give us a call at 772-207-6925 and or visit our location at 907 North 13th Street, Fort Pierce.
And right now I was... a listener wanted to make a donation, and they get their checkbook out, their pen is poised over a blank check.
Let me speak to that right now.
Yeah, okay, please.
Workforce, write the check to Workforce Discipleship. And the mailing address is P.O. Box 2384, Fort Pierce, 34950. I repeat, write checks payable to Workforce Discipleship, P.O. Box 2384, Fort Pierce, 34950. And for further discussions, give us I'll give our office a call at 772-207-6925.
Yeah. Thank you.
So if you didn't get that, you can always call the number and we'll give you the address again. And I just want to just add on to what Jerome was saying about we service single men and single women. I know that there's other needs,
right.
But we have to be specific about, you know, who we – but there's a future plan. There's always, you know, Jerome's always thinking visionary.
Right.
So there's more to come, but this is where we're at right now, and we need to stay where we're at right now.
And it's important to stipulate that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And yet, let's – since you brought this up, Luann, mm-hmm. Pastor – cast the vision for us about
Amen.
The future of this ministry.
The future is we have presently a facility upstairs over our auditorium. The plans should be done today.
Praise God.
God bless us with an engineer. A friend of mine, Pastor Andy Jefferson, who pastored the Rock Church, and he's an engineer. He's done the work for us. He volunteered $9,000 service at no cost.
Wow.
And we should have the plans today. We're going to go and renovate upstairs. We only have to install a second restroom and two showers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a $40,000 investment, but it's the cheapest investment we can make for 14 beds.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes. So that's $4,000 or less per bed. So God has blessed us to be in position to take the 1,400 square foot section. This is a 14-year-old building, so it's very little investment we're going to make. And then phase three would consist of two apartment units that are 2 4-bedroom units and then 2 2-bedroom units. So that would give us the capacity to serve about 45 to close to 50 people. All depends how we structure it.
Now on the site you're currently occupying,
this is the same site.
The same site.
Yes.
But how much extra? Let's say that as God unfolds the vision, is there more room to build more facilities?
Yes. We have the ability to expand beyond. One of the things we're doing, Chris Fogel is one of our board members. Chris has taken the leadership to build the thrift store that we want to build. And so that is one of the things that Chris is taking the leadership on right now. And some of the other board members are looking for some other different projects. But we are thinking big, moving it small.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm.
But little by little.
Yes. And we're open for whatever God wants.
Yeah.
You know, more housing. Yes.
Well, you mentioned, anyone that's paid any attention to what's going on in the world around them will know that there is a homeless crisis. And the word crisis may actually be underselling the whole issue because it's huge.
Yes, it is. It's a global issue.
It's a global issue.
Yes.
And, of course, God has called called you and those that work with you to address that. And here's where the Lord is getting me to say, because the listener, you know, we're reaching out to you. We don't know who you are, where you are. You could be right next door to the station. Mm-hmm. You could be halfway across the world listening in on the internet. But here's what I know, and I want you listeners to be paying particular attention in your spirit to what I'm about to say, because this is a critical need, and Pastor Ryan and the people that work with him have said yes to God.
Mm-hmm.
They've literally said yes to God, put everything on the line, and brought everything that they have to bear to meet this need. But we know one ministry can't meet all the needs, but it can set the example.
Amen.
Yes.
It can cast the vision. It can inspire the God working through a faithful ministry and the people who are part of it. God will inspire others. This broadcast is a means whereby God is using.
Amen.
His Spirit is sending out that inspiration.
Amen.
If you're listening today and you're being stirred in your heart, your spirit is coming alive with a desire to do something. And God will be able to tell you what that is He wants you to do. It may be to call and volunteer. It may be to offer services that for free that will bless them, like this pastor that's also an architect or an engineer. But God may also be calling you to make a commitment out of the resources He's given you to provide what they need to to not just maintain what's existing, but to meet the vision God's given them. Now here, and I've worked for nonprofits all my professional life, and so nothing is different. It's all about fundraising, but it starts with what God has told you, listener, to do about what he wants you to respond to. Yes, I hope you have a local church. Give your tithe to the local church.
That's right.
But beyond tithes or offerings, where does God want you to spend that money that also is his? And what we're saying here is the workplace discipleship, workforce discipleship center is a valuable ministry to God. It is viable. It's working. It's meeting the needs of people. And what any ministry needs, not just to continue but to grow, is God's people responding.
Amen.
And we all know, yes, your gifts, your skills, your prayers, maybe that's all you got is prayer. Mm-hmm. We'll do that. Commit Amen. To pray, Pastor.
And there's a point I want to make about the church itself and its responsibility. The church, as we know it in the Old Testament, the city of refuge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Love Center is a 21st century city of refuge. Mm-hmm. What constitutes a city of refuge is the church. The church meets a need. It has a mission. And then it has an economic engine. Mm-hmm. Those are the three things that qualifies a city of refuge to be what God refers to as in the Old Testament. And this is a 21st century city of refuge.
That's right.
We're meeting the needs and we're building e-commerce.
Yeah. Well, I get excited about this.
Amen.
I want people to get excited about it too.
Yes.
But you all know what I'm trying to say is listen for the Lord. When he tells you what to do, then do it.
Amen.
And this ministry deserves your prayers and your giving.
Yes. And just kind of reiterate, on the financial side of things, the next phase to put 14 beds in is only costing us $40,000.
Mm.
Phase three would consist of two apartment units that would provide another 20 to 24 beds. That renovation would cost us somewhere around $500,000
$600,000.
So, you know, we take donated materials, whatever a person may have, in the possessions, we'll come pick the products up.
Yeah.
When
Nothing
I did my
first
earlier stages, when we built the first phase, some companies were electrical companies who donated truckloads of electrical supplies that they had accumulated from various jobs over the years. Same thing with supplies sitting in a warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
We will come pick those supplies up.
Amen.
Yes. So we take monetary
God
and non-monetary.
God uses everything.
Yes.
That's right.
And,
yes.
And you're a 501(c), so it's all tax exempt.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
In-kind donations. Those are what it is.
Yeah. 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 Everything helps.
Currency is currency. It doesn't matter what phase
exactly
it has.
Right.
Yeah, that's
exactly right.
Exactly right.
And we all need to do what God is calling us to do to deal with the homeless crisis.
Yeah, let's be the church, right?
Yes, that's right.
That's right. That's part of our role.
The Bible says we will always have them amongst us, but he who giveth to the poor lendeth unto God, and
Amen.
God is not going to have you in his debt.
That's
Amen.
Right.
He pay his bills.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And the thing about giving is, you know, God calls you, he provides the resources.
Mm-hmm.
You do what he says, you will bless people, and you will never suffer.
That's right.
Yes.
Never suffer.
Amen.
Right.
And my wife and I have been tithing for 50 years almost and doing offerings as well. Here we are retired. We're not we're not one of your clients, by the way.
There you go.
I mean, God has blessed us with the resources.
Amen.
But
Amen.
We continue to listen to him and do what he says, and we give him glory.
When we started 30 years ago, May 5th would be 30 years next month.
Wow.
And many started when I started, different organizations. Many have gone down, and we're one of the few that are left standing. And we lived on that principle, what you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. And we never turn anyone away that we were able to help when we were able to help them.
Amen.
So God has honored the contribution that we've made into the life of humanity.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. And he'll continue to do that.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And I'm believing the growth that he has for you is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to continue growing and doing this,
believe that.
Reaching more and more people.
Amen.
And I'd love to say more, but time is out. So, Pastor Ryan and Luann Linekin, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
As I'd warned you before we went on the air, you will be back.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Yes. And once again, thank you for this privilege to allow Luann and I to come in and share the vision and the mission of workforce discipleship.
Amen. God bless.
God bless.